Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
6 to 9.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
Henrik Herbst is here. Good to see you again, my bud. You know, I've known you for so many years and worked with him on a couple of moons ago. And you're looking well. And how is life treating you?
That's true. Thanks, Ryan. I can say the same for you. No, very well, man. It's lovely to live in Cape Town, especially in this time of the year. It's incredible. And it was free-flowing traffic all the way from Bellville this morning.
Those kind of mornings are the best. We take these things for granted sometimes, but that can be a nightmare in the morning. I remember when you moved down to Cape Town and was adjusting to the city and to life here and to things on the go, because it can be a little of a slop start, especially in your line of work as an entertainer. And you adjusted and you settled in and, you just carry on with life as life carries on. What projects are you currently busy with? What's life like at the moment?
I finished a lovely musical theatre show last year that was written by Dion Meyer, and the music was done by Kuni de Villiers. We did it for all the festivals. I'm doing auditions for the most lekker Afrikaans stories. Those by Afrikaans stories that's gemaakt word now. But I heard on the radio last week you guys were trying to pronounce or say something about Puxie Wuxie and Orsie Wapsie of Vreeslik Lief vir Hom.
There it is.
And then I thought, come on, man, I've got to bring my t-shirts to you, because we had a chat about a year ago, you and I, on air as well.
That's right.
About this. So yeah, we're really focusing on bringing out the little sayings of Orkney Snorkney, like Ok ma lekker stupid, and Ek jy tem jou baie,
and
Ons gaan see toe. So yeah, ons die website begin, and there we went.
Ek is die Nielsie wat groot geword het.
But I mean, it's so beautiful. The site is so nice to navigate. Mm. If you go to orkneysnorkney.co.za, we'll share it on our platforms as well. For you, it's so well done and so well put together, and importantly, people still say these things. Isn't it like amazing how long it lingers in our memories, and how instrumental you were in culture, in pop culture, TV pop culture in South Africa?
Yeah.
Because when it comes to these sitcoms, and I guess that now it becomes harder when we've got all these streaming services to choose our favorites. But growing up, we didn't have that choice. You had what you had, mm-hmm. and if it was bad, it was bad. But it wasn't. It was really classic. It was, and even now, I mean, you still get stopped by people who go, aren't you Wimpy?
Yes.
And growing up, and I know we've had this chat on air, growing up with that character when you were still in school, I mean, that must have been mind-blowing for people that don't know that.
Pretty much like those videos you've got on your Instagram feed when you go visit these schools, these primary schools, and they're so excited about being, with the people from Smile's morning show.
Yes.
You would walk onto the verhoog, and then all the kids would go, wah! And you'd be thinking, what's going on here, man? So, we've gone local as well. We've got a fantastic producer. I have to give a shout-out to Paul from Tomatex, who's our supplier.
Very, very cool.
And it's very good quality T-shirt. Yeah. It's made locally. Mm. We print it by hand. We had to go and look for, who's able to do screen printing for us. We had a lovely guy in Kraaifontein, Martin, that was printing it for us. But he ended up saying, buddy, I can't print this for you. It's just too boutique, because every size is, all these colors, all the different prints, you can't just have one and print 1,000 t-shirts of it. So it's very hand-picked.
Oh, lovely.
So we're printing it ourselves now, Xtine and I, my fiancé. Oh, I've got a lovely lady now, Ryan.
Oh, that's congratulations. The other thing.
Thanks, man.
it's good. He needs this in his life.
Yeah.
It's very important for him to have this. What I love about it is that they're very versatile. They're very colorful. They're very, they're kind of a very expressive. This is something, and not only if you like to wear a t-shirt, but it's a gift.
Yes.
This is fantastic to gift. Besides the online store, are you in any actual stores? Not yet.
We are in the Elvis Brew. At Otenikwa. Yeah.
Yes.
That one there. And there are some people that want us, but it gets difficult because we don't keep stock.
Yes, true. Mm.
So the best place is just to go online, and we'll get it to you in a week's time, most of the time.
I absolutely love these. Henrik, let's talk about the rest of this year. You said you've been auditioning for a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Is work still plentiful out there?
Cape Town is much slower, but it's great. It's great, at my age. I'm doing lots of voice work, audio, books, which is really something I enjoy. I mean, I've got a little studio as well. I'm doing podcast recordings there. I'm doing my own recordings from there. lots of radio theatre, and then auditions. One of them is a very exciting project, which I'm not allowed to talk about. But if it comes through, it'll be a fantastic breakthrough for me. So, yeah, I'm holding thumbs for all kinds of things, man.
I love it. And maybe, who knows, maybe we can even twist his arm for maybe a show here at the station at some point in his life.
Hey.
On radio, where we work together on radio. He's great.
Nothing is impossible.
A good voice for radio. Definitely. And a hell of a nice guy to work with. It's always lekker seeing you, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Bye, donkey. For Alice, we're going to go look at our socials, everybody. We're going to go put it on Smile FM socials as well. The picture of the whole team kitted out in our Orkney Snorkney t-shirts. Go and get yours online at orkneysnorkney.co.za. We'll share it with everybody. Andre, thank you. Love to the family. And so lekker seeing you this morning.
Thanks, buddy.
Lekker,
buddy.
Follow us on Facebook
at Ryan and Connor Breakfast Show.